Hello. Thank you for being with us here in New Life series of shows with Rav Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, Rav Leitman. Hello, Nitza. And today, in New Life, we want to talk about something that is deep in each and everyone's heart. Even if we don't think about it from morning till night, where we have some time and look at ourselves from the side, we see this burning feeling of freedom, that I am free. Many times, we notice that life put us in restraints, and we're tied up in chains, and we can't do whatever we want. We don't feel this freedom. Someone doesn't let us feel free, and freedom is something that is imprinted in us naturally. Nitza, why don't you give us an introduction? So, for starters, to prepare ourselves for this program, to talk about this basic need of freedom, we did many talks, and we asked around people, and we tried to feel, what does the public feel about the subject called freedom? And really, we received replies from all sorts and types. If we want to organize it, people are saying something very simple. This need for liberty and freedom is something that we have in us imprinted since we can remember ourselves as mankind. We're always in this struggle to get free, to be more free. And in our times now, seemingly, we're completely free. The sky's the limit. But within, in the heart, in our mind, we feel very chained and restrained. We look at the younger generation, we see it very drastically. I walked around on one of the shorelines around the world. I saw a lot of tattoos. People around the world tattoo on themselves all their desires that they want fulfilled. And I saw in all different languages, freedom, libertad. In every language, we see it everywhere. There is this inner urge to be free, to cut loose from these restraints and chains that bond us to somewhere. And it's stronger than ever, I think, today. So the first question, first of all, what is this initial need, basic need for liberty and freedom? Freedom is not only in humans as a basic need, also animals, they want freedom. When we tame them and train them, they get used to live by us and beside us. Basically, they're selling their freedom for shelter and food. But basically, it's also in the animate level. And also in human, when he starts developing above the animate level, his desire for freedom is a need not to be dependent on something. So first of all, for many years through human development, it was freedom from hunger. Even slavery. I'm willing to be a slave. Okay, just to have food, that was my main concern. Meaning I'm free from worrying about this basic need of food, nutrition. Then we went into slavery, we passed it. Why? Because we grew our will to enjoy and for pleasure. It grew more and more. We had an ability pretty much to supply each and every one with nutrition and food. And then there was a need for sex and family and so on, meaning freedom is not feeling dependent upon something that you are unable to own or keep or control. What's interesting, we can jump ahead to our time, because the basic need for freedom, it brings us the development of technology, social science, and development. Throughout history, this is what developed things. When we achieve a fulfillment of our desires today, which is food, sex, family, money, honor, respect, and wisdom and knowledge, pretty much everyone has accessibility for that. I'm speaking about the majority of the places in the world, not places where it needs to be corrected. We see in those places that where you have an ability to attain those things, we see this lack, this deficiency to feel free from the desire itself. When I want to be in pleasure and enjoy things constantly, I'm not free. Now I want to lay around, now I want to work, now I want to play a game, I want to see something or hear something. I'm constantly running after this goal to fulfill my desires. Fulfill my desires is not freedom. It's already something that awakens in me, it's something above me, puts pressure on me and forces me for all sorts of actions. And this is what we start to feel more and more. This desire to enjoy, it's constantly interrupting us. It's constantly forcing me to do something. So today, for the first time, because we can basically achieve everything we need, it's not really a problem. If someone puts an effort, he can. He can fulfill every desire that he has to calm this desire down. But in general, that I am a slave to my desires, that is starting to be a problem. Here I feel myself much less than the animate degree. Because an animal, after she's in her corner and fulfilled her desires through food and sleep, everything is okay. We see they feel themselves satisfied. They don't feel in slavery. They have no feeling of something that's developing inside of them. They don't feel this campfire burning and pushing them towards something that they can't be satisfied, even temporarily. They can't feel this comfort and fulfillment. We humans are all constantly in development, and this development brings the feeling of slavery. That basically, I'm free from everyone, but because I'm developed and continuing my development with my desire, I'm constantly in an accelerating slavery. This is one thing that we feel as human. That is why we see that they lose this urge to build a family, to give birth to children, to do something with themselves, because they see this race is never ending. I can never really attain satisfaction. So they go in the other direction. Instead of running and working and to be successful and to flourish, we see it's a life that's running around in competition. It's not freedom. I'm dependent on thousands of people that are still in this race, same race. If I'm not in this stadium racing there, I'm in the other stadium racing another race. We never get rid of this pressure. And we see, no matter how much we work, we take the middle class, let's say. We see how they're constantly working in this race to develop, to be promoted. And what do they have? Except for the feeling that they have that they're a part of some class of society, but in general we see it's just a psychological treatment that they calm themselves down. Not more. And truly, a person who develops after all his goals and developments that he attains, food, sex, family, money, honor and respect and knowledge, this is basically the desires that our egoistic need wants to fulfill. Afterwards, we reach a question of life and death. And here we completely feel ourselves enslaved and lost. We see how everything ends. So, what freedom could I have if I don't control death? If everything ends in death, should I put an effort in trying to progress and advance and be promoted? Maybe I rather make an opposite direction, opposite action. I won't run around and try to progress, but I'll calm myself down with a bit of drugs and marijuana, with pills that can make me calmer. Each and everyone can be satisfied with what he has. So at least I calm my great desire to be an owner or in control of my life. With that, I can be a bit more free. I won't think about it. Because humanity has no ability to answer the true question of freedom from death. Because of that, when we go and look for something, in each and every search, there's some kind of inner question. Do I skip this border or limitation of life and death with what I'm doing now? That is why we see people coming to depression today in everything they do. If not in this generation, but the next generation, but from every tendency, everything we develop, we give ourselves some kind of path for development. We see afterwards we leave it. We neglect it. We say it's not worth it. We have no urge to do it. For example, the space program. We thought we would go to planets and the stars. We would search and discover more civilizations in the universe. And that's it. We're done. Something that was supposedly in the direction of rising us higher, to bring us out of our sphere to something vast with no borders. No, we don't feel that with that we erase our limitation of life and death. Even if we live, instead of 40 years, we live 80 years. So what? Who's happy from that? Meaning our problem is that we don't know what happens before we are born and what what happens after we leave this world and die. If we were able to know these borders, what's in front of them and after them, maybe some kind of reincarnation, maybe then we would have a special light and special opinion about our life. It doesn't matter if I live 80 years or 500 years. Our brain, it brings the future closer to us. And even if it's over, even in many years from now, we see in the younger generation, they have 80, 70 years in front of them. They're already tired. That's why we have to understand this is our main problem. I want to say something. I received over 100 replies and comments about freedom and what do I want to be free from. Not one reply talked about freedom from death. No one talked about being free from death. Everyone talked about their own life. No, it is a hidden question in every search and every place where they're tired or depressed. I liked when you compared an animal that wants freedom from a cage, but once you give it food, once the animal knows that it can fulfill its basic needs here, it agrees to not be free. If I'm fulfilled as an animal, then I can rest. We as humans, we can't rest. We have no moment of rest. That is our problem. It's seemingly... When I ask them about a feeling, what is the feeling that arises when you want this freedom? People said that they feel this choking feeling, that they're suffocating. What do they need to be fulfilled and satisfied? To rest. To, even for a little while, feel satisfied. Look at 30% of the young people that are unemployed. They don't do anything. Do they feel themselves free? No, it's not a physical rest. It's an inner heaviness, inner pain. So I'm telling you, there is a hidden question that life has no specific goal and clear meaning, and they're ending in a question mark. That is why I, with knowledge, with imagination, I can already come closer to this point where everything ends, and I say, why should I run around? Why should I have such a good goal? How can I... The only question is, how can I skip the death? If not, I don't care about anything. I exit this world. I don't care how I leave this world. I don't govern anything. I don't care in my life, and of course, after I die. So it turns that a person doesn't know why to exist. Subconsciously, we understand we need to confuse ourselves. Really, confuse. I'm using that word on purpose. We need to blur this question of the meaning of life. And they deal with something else. So look at what we have in the media and whatnot. Everything today is made bread and games. Bread is a term for our animal instinct desires, and for our human desires, we have games. That is why we have football and sports in general, and all sorts of concerts and pubs and bars, whatnot. And each and every country is interested in all of that. not to mention terror, that in the basis of all these activities of terror and protests and demonstrations, it's not what they say. It's not seemingly what their message is. It's not poor people. The question in those things is, what do I have to do with my life? So you're basically telling me that behind everything that people think they want freedom, there is a desire which is bigger and general, which is hidden now. They don't want to deal with it. They do not want to face this desire because there's no answer. So why should I open this question up? It will only bring sorrow. Bring my sorrow to my life. This is the question that makes my life miserable today. I don't need anything. I can live somehow through these systems. I will be fulfilled. But what can I do with this big question? I am left with no answer. If this question arises, I want to forget about everything. So this desire for freedom, it's freedom from death. It's freedom from death? Yes, that is the main point. If a person could attain that, if he could see that he can attain that, he would give everything. Why? Because it's eternal? It's not that I'm running around constantly, but I need to attain it. I need to put an effort. And then my gain, my salary is endless. Something that opens me up and opens up all the horizons. With that, I don't calm myself down with like a cigarette. With that, I exit all the boundaries. I receive an answer for all my questions, all these basic questions. What you describe now is some kind of level of consciousness which is one step ahead. No, it's in each and every one. I claim that that is the cause of terror, all these wars, guerrilla fighting, and all these groups that rise all over the world, fundamentalists. That is the basic question. We thought we were over with wars from religion background, but we only started. They rise and they want to give an answer for it. They don't have an answer, but they confuse people. Also to give them something to do, something to deal with. And people are willing to close their eyes and follow them. I would say in a primitive way, in some fundamentalist way. They don't think a lot. They understand. If I follow him, they fight the angel of death, so to say. Whoever goes to take part in terror, whether for or against terror, inside of him, he doesn't understand, but deep down inside, after all his thinking and thoughts, he has a feeling that he's fighting the angel of death, seemingly winning life and death. That is the most important thing for a person. They don't usually say angel of death, but larger than life, using the term bigger than life. Some of the things that were written as comments to freedom was to be free from judgments and fears, meaning going back to be an animal. like my cat or dog that sleeps in the corner and he's calm. He smells that beside him is a plate with food. He always keeps it close. And he has somewhere to sleep. He has an owner. He doesn't need anything. This is how we see that the young generation doesn't want to leave home. Like that pet. We have a mother taking care of us. We have our room with our computer. We don't need anything. This is an escape from the degree of a human to the degree of an animal, animate level. But with that he solves his problems, because more if he has more knowledge, he has more problems. That way we see all our culture, all of our media, everything we do today, it's in order to lower a person to this, looking at TV shows, traveling around, just to confuse him and to fill him with something that to calm him down, to make him forget about his aspiration for reaching the stars. If you have something to eat, you have your corner. Now, program yourself with what we give you in the media, and that's it. But we can't really be calm with that, because we can't stop development and advancement. We can't do anything with that. That is why we will nevertheless reach a point where people will explode and erupt from this question of what's the meaning of life, because they will have everything except that. They will say, I'd rather die from living all this life and fulfilling everything, because I don't feel them. I'm not alive to eat well and sleep well if I have a higher problem. If I have this problem, I don't feel pleasure in food or in rest. It's like a person who has a very big problem. Then people will have to ask about the solution from death. And here they can understand that there's a system, a method of integral education, this wisdom of connection, that there we attain our next degree of existence, which is completely not connected to our body. What does it mean outside of our body? Meaning we attain a degree of life, a dimension of life that we get rid of this existence like we are existing now and pass to a different degree of existence. And this needs to be attained by people in a very smooth way. We need to see in our life that we attain a new and higher level of existence, and slowly, gradually, we lose this animate life. We leave them, we leave this life and start to integrate and enter the next level, or call it spiritual life. But this is for each and every one as a goal. And we all need to attain it together. There is a method which is built for this generation, which is helpless. He has everything, but he's helpless and hopeless. This is a sign that we need to disseminate this wisdom of connection. That with that, we attain a new and spiritual life, which is eternal. Then we will see true freedom from in all aspects. Our time is over. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Thank you, Nitza. Thank you for being with us. New Life. Goodbye.